Okay, so I originally intended to speak about, we're going to speak a lot about what I originally intended to speak about, but we'll see. So the Gemara on Samach Aleph, we've been, if you learn the Gemara here, so the Mishnah on back on the New Testament base, we mentioned a little bit last week maybe, or the week before, but the Mishnah talks about things that a woman's supposed to do for her husband, and then the Gemara on Samach Aleph, and the Mishnah goes through if you have shvachos, if she brings in maids, or she's used to maids, if she's like a person that has, you know, her family had maids, so the husband has to match that need. So if there are maids around, so she doesn't do all the things that she's obligated to do. However, the Gemara says, on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, we're by the two dots towards the end of the narrow lines. So the Mishnah says, Arba Yoshevet Pekatadlo, she brings in four maids, and she just sit on her throne and not do anything. But Amar of Yitzchak, Rav Chananya, Amar of Huna, Afal Pisha Amru Yoshevet Pekatadra, Aval Mozeges Lo Kos, Umatzas Lo Es Hamita, Umarchetzes Lo Panav Yoda Viraglo. So even though she can sit back and doesn't really have to do hard work, she still has to do Harchetzes Panav Yoda Viraglo. She has to wash his face, she has to make his bed, or wash his body, make his bed, and do Mezidah Sakos, and she has to serve him something. We'll see what exactly the serving needs. Now there's an interesting question, interesting issue that Yerushalmi raises. Why is it that these are things that a woman has to do for her husband, even if she has servants? So the Yerushalmi, if you see in source 3, Yerushalmi says the following. Rav Huna Amar, afilu hichnisa lo mea shvachos kofa lasos lo dvarim shel yachid. So Rav Huna says that even if she has mea shvachos, same thing we have in our Gemara, we force her to do the dvarim shel yachid. That term is a little vague, we may get back to that. Ma'u dvarim shel yachid, what is included in dvarim shel yachid? Sacht lo as gupo, to anoint his body, umarchetes lo raglov, and she washes his legs, umazegas lo hasakos, and mzigas hakos. Similar ideas to our Gemara. Lama? Mishum shi chayeves, so the Gemara raises the question now, Lama, why is it that she has to do these things? Mishum shi chayeves lasoso, is it because she's obligated to do so? And the assumption of why she would be obligated, we mentioned this in the past, Rashi here says, if you look back at our Gemara for a second, Rashi says, Andav samach alef aman alef by mozegas lo sakos, matzaz lo hamita, he says these are things you have to do. Mishum, the second line of Rashi, Mishum, demile dechiba ninu, because there are things of chiba that bring about a closeness and a love between them, kedei tishchabev alav, so that she should become precious to him. So those are the kinds of things that she has to be doing. So that's the pashas here. What it means chayevis, that these are things that are not everything else in the Mishnah are practical things that need to be taken care of. If you have a maid to take care of the practical things, you don't have to do it. But things that are emotional, not necessarily practical, yes, they have some practical ramification or practical use, but it's not done simply because it's practical. So for those things, she would still be chayevis to do. Oh, says the Yerushalmi, Mushum she'inan ru'uyin lehishtames b'shifcha, because it's not roy, it's not right for a shivcha to do these things. That's the question the Yerushalmi raises. L'may nafkamina? So the nafkamina the Yerushalmi says is if they're avadim. If they're avadim, if they're males, it would be okay, but it's not right for another woman to do these things. And the Yerushalmi goes on to say, the Yerushalmi assumes that actually it's with the first one, because the Gemara doesn't make distinctions, and it seems to apply across the board that a woman has to do that, and she can't get male servants to do it. And that's why we come out with the bottom line. Yerushalmi says that always a woman has to do these things, probably because of chiba. So that's what our Gemara says. That's the first part of the Gemara. Interesting question Yerushalmi has. At the end of the day, these are dvarim shel chiba. It's because of this that the Gemara then makes the next statement. And the Gemara says, same person speaking, Amar Yitzchak bar Chananya, Amar Huna, Kol Malachos Shehaisha Os Labayla Nida Os Labayla. All the Malachos listed in the Mishnah that a Nida, that a woman will do for her husband, a Nida, when she's a Nida, she does it as well. Chutz Mizigas Hakos V'Hatzas Hamita V'Harchatzas Panav Yada V'Raglav. Except for Mizigas Hakos, Hatzas Hamita, and Harchatzas Panav Yada V'Raglav. Those three actions, which we just described, are actions of Chiba, when a woman's a Nida. So we want to avoid actions of a particular chiba. The comes to Hilchos Nida, so you take the two sheets here. So when it comes to Hilchos Nida, there are obviously chibuk tashpish is also the nida and chibuk v'nishuk is also the nida, but Chazal added on other things as harchakos to keep them away. We don't want them getting too close. So that was what this is one of those things that our Gemara is telling us, that even though it, technically speaking, it's not really an iser, but you shouldn't do it anyway when you arrive to nida, because we're worried that it's kind of going to trigger the relationship to go to possibly get to more chamer iser, like chibuk v'nishuk or rachmana l'tzlan tashmish nida. So that's what our Gemara says. When I said I didn't plan exactly, my plan changed. My original plan, as I wrote in the email, I was going to talk about all three of these halachos and go through basically hilchos nida. But I came across something very interesting that we'll spend a few minutes on that is not necessarily related to hilchos nida. And that is a Me'iri. If you look at source 2, Me'iri and Daf Dalet. The Gemara and Daf Dalet also quotes this memra of these things that a nida is not allowed to do. And the Me'iri says, Dvarim Elu, Yesh Omrim Dapka B'Ishto Shalibo Gaspa. There are those who say that these things are only usher, as we were just saying, with your wife, because Libo Gaspa, V'Yavo Lide Hergel Avera. And it's very easy for you to come to an Avera, because they're so close, and, you know, all of a sudden you're Nidia, you can't be together, so you do these things, they can get very excited. Aval Shivcho Sha'arayas Mutter. Says all other shivchos, you know, anyone, any other arayos, that's no problem with those things. Then the Meir says, "Gedole hamechabrim kasvuha bechol isha." And the gedole hamechabrim, he's actually quoting the Rambam here, say it applies bechol isha, being shivcha, being mishuchreres, being goya, being israelis. It applies to a shivcha, it applies to a free woman, a non-Jewish woman, a Jewish woman. V'hadvarim noim, it's nice. El shehi chumra yisera. The Meir says that's a little extreme. We don't, that's not how we keep halacha, and really all these things are permitted. So I would have said like the Meiri, before I look into the sugya at all, I mean, those who learn halacha nida, so you know, there's certain things that are above and beyond that we prohibit for nida, that are not necessarily prohibited for everyone else. However, the Rambam, in the Parashat Mishnah, is here on our Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes, when saying why it is that a woman is chayevis in these things, he actually quotes the second Sad in Yerushalmi. And that's, Dan, we mentioned Yerushalmi before you came in, but the Rambam here quotes it. He says that she still has to do these things, and says the Rambam in the Parashat Mishnayos, Levisha Dvarim Elu, Ein Mutter La'adam Shetah Sein Lo, Ela Ishto. A person can only have his wife do these things. Levisha Klal Hu B'Torah Seinu. We have a Klal in the Torah, Ein Mishtam Shin B'Isha. It says the Rambam, we have a halacha that you cannot be mishtamish b'isha, you can't have a woman do certain things for you, and therefore included in those things are these actions of b'chitzis panim b'yadav raglav and b'zigas akos. And so that's why there's no other option other than to have your wife do it. As I said, the second side of the Yerushalmi, the maskana of the Yerushalmi, is not that way, but this is how the Rambam writes in the Parash HaMishnah. So, we have to go on and understand this Meiri, because the Rambam is referring to a Gemara, the Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Ayin, and the Gemara Kiddushin is quoting Gemara, Klamer of Asenu, Betar Asenu. That's a Gemara that says, Eim Mishkam Kiddushin. I didn't put on my Makomas, but that's a Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin, that says that. And the Rambam himself, with the Rambam that the Meiri was quoting, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, if you look at Source 4, also, the shdamish b'isha klal bein gedola bein katana bein shilcha bein mishachreres shema yavo lide hear her avera. And so again, it's usher because we'll come to hear her avera. The is a shima shamru, and what things brachitzas panav yada viraglav is because of brachitzas panav yada viraglav. So that those are things that are prohibited. So the question is, what exactly is pshat in this iser? So that's how I'm going to do that first. What is this iser of Ein Mishtam Shin Isha? What are its parameters? This seems to be the Rambam invoking an Ar Gemara to explain Ar Gemara, and the Achronim explain the Rambam basically put together his shita based on our Yerushalmi that we saw before. So what exactly, what do we do with this? So the good thing is that the Meir is not alone here. It seems to not be alone. Because if you keep on reading in the Shulchan Aruch, in Source 4, so the Shulchan Aruch says and describes a little bit about pouring
even if you're not touching and making the bed in front of her, mizik as a kos. And then the Ramah writes three lines down. Yesh omrim. Dehu andin be'achila ima be'ke'ara. Nami aser b'chol erva k'mon b'shanidah. The Ramah adds another one of the archokos from when a woman's anida is that in a married couple, they cannot eat out of the same plate. They can't share the same bowl. And says the Ramah, some say that this applies also to other women. So, wow, that's a big chumrah. Okay, this is not looking good for I think what many people are used to. But says the Ramah then quotes a Rashba. Yesh mekilin b'chol eile delo asur dvarim shalchiba rak v'ishtonida. Sounds pretty much straight up like the Miri. So it appears to be now that it's interesting. The Beis Shmuel on this Rashba, the Rashba himself in the Tshuva, I didn't bring on the Marmakomas. The Rashba himself in the Tshuva is only talking about passing and eating out of the same plate, which Ramah is talking about. So the Beis Shmuel says that's all that the Ramah came to be makil on here when quoting the Rashba. But if you look at the lashon of the Ramah says kol eila. Right, there are more four lines in this. Yesh b'kilim l'kol eila, d'lo asur dvarim shalchi barak b'ishto nida. If kol eila doesn't sound like it's just going back on the last statement, it sounds like it's going back on the whole sif. Right, if it's just taking back the last chumrah of eating out of the same plate, you wouldn't have expected the Ramah to use the word kol eila. So the pashup shad I saw in the Otzar, supposed to be close to one of the achronim who say this, that the pashup shad the Ramah is be make on everything, and as we just saw, the Meiri is makil on everything. And the Meiri again says, this svar and applies it, he's talking about these three actions. He's talking about Mzivas HaKos, Hatzatzas Panaviyot Devaraglov, Hatzatzas Amitva, that these things are not prohibited when your wife is with other women. And the Pashtus is, he's saying, along the lines of this Rashba. My Tzarech Ian, though, and I'm open to hearing suggestions, the Tzarech Ian is then, what is Pshat with the Gemara Kiddushin? What is prohibited by the Isser Mishtamshin Beisha? And the Gemara says, "Im shtam shvisha." Again, a pretty vague term. The Rambam says that is; these are the things that are aser. And the Rashba argues that these things are mutter. The Rashba is not addressing that Gemara, and the Meiri is not addressing that Gemara. They just say it's aser. So it's hard to know exactly what is prohibited by that Gemara in Kiddushin. Here, one more. So that's a little bit of a tzarachin. If anyone that I'm open, I'm looking forward to hearing suggestions how to understand the Gemara Kiddushin. Now it's on Daf Ayin, Amud Aleph, and Kiddushin. And if you have anything to say, please contribute at some point. But that's a little Tzarech Ian. Now it could be there is another Kula. Let's say the Rashba, we're not so comfortable with this Rashba, and this Rashba Beis Shmuel says doesn't apply to Mezigas HaKos. So as I was talking to Schechter about this a little bit today, I didn't realize at the time he was telling me, but he was actually on his way to Israel now, so he started telling me about flight attendants and serving drinks and serving food on the plane. So he was, I guess that's why he's thinking about flight attendants. But he said, maybe when a flight attendant comes and serves you very nicely, maybe that's Mezigas HaKos. Okay, we'll see exactly what Mezigas HaKos is. But according to what we're saying, came a little late, but the Rambam writes that you shouldn't, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you can't have any woman serve you food. Some kind of food. So Rav Shekhar thought that might be what's in the issue. So is that true? What are we going to do with this? So the Ramah then quotes a Mordechai in our Perek Afalpi. And the Mordechai, I'll read inside the Mordechai, it's paraphrased there in the Ramah. The Mordechai says the following. It's an Os Kuf Pei Beis in our Perek. The Herb Shmuel Bar Baruch Omer, Afal Pi She'in Mishtamshin Be'isha, as we've been just alluding to, Derech Shifchus Shari. If a woman is going to like be your maid, that's not what we're talking about. You're allowed to have women be maids, basically. K'derech She'amra Avigail Lirchot Ragley Avdei Adoni. So Avigail in Shmuel, so she was doing some kind of washing. So those things are interesting. The Makda, Sefer HaMakda in Kiddushin asks from this week's Parsha on this Gemara. He says, how could Rivka have served Eliezer drinks? That's his Kasha, right? Rivka serves, comes to the well. Rivka serves Eliezer drinks. So how could serve Eliezer drinks? Yeah.
Water.
Oh, so Matthew knows a little bit about Hilchos Nida, so we'll see. Water is good teretz. The Odi Shlomar, he said that he says no, it's before the Gzeira. Said because even Yichud with the Penuya was only a later Gzeira during the time of Tamar, the Mice of Tamar. So that was later. So probably this was along the lines of that kind of thing where he started to limit a Penuya a little more, and it was before the Gzeira. Okay, the Kolman Torah also, but fine.
You're mentioning that she's
right, so I'm saying Penuya. Penuya, when Chazal talk about, whenever the Gemara talks about Penuya, then Penuya is not an Ida.
Right, so I'm saying that there is a Gzera on Yichud with the Penuya, but there's no Gzera at all for other issues when it comes to...
There's Yichud on a Penuya that's not an Ida.
Right, I'm saying aside Yichud, what other Gzera could be applied to Penuya?
In Shan Shabisha. According to the Shulchan, according to Pasha, I mean, that's a Gemara Kedushin. I didn't bring the Shulchan, put the Gemara Kedushin, but that's the Shulchan. Also, Shama Shusha Klal, Ben Gdola, Ben Tana, Ben Shulchan, Ben Shukhares. Shama, y'all believe the hearer of here? Tana. Tana sounds like a Punya. The Shulchan, the Gaya, I mean, it's the where did it mention Gaya? Right, the Meiri's quote of the Rambam is Goya. I forgot if the Rambam in Mishnah Torah says Goya. So that's number one. The Mordechai says if you have a Shechter, so that's where Shechter was quoting this. He didn't tell me the Mordechai said it, but I guess he had the Mordechai in his head, and he was saying that. And actually, the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch. This part is actually not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, but the Nosei Kelim, the Beishmul and the Chodesh Mechokek, they quote this idea from the Mordechai. That he said, you know, if you have like she's the cook in the kitchen, so that's not what we're talking about here. Mishnah said, then that's your contrast. Except the flight attendant, you can't, you know, that's more than, you know, they bring to you personally or a smile. He said that might be a little more problematic, but you have a better heter because then he continues. The Hajj Mashman Yerushalmi to Usher. Yerushalmi sounds like it's Usher, even though right Yerushalmi we saw before is talking about a shivcha. It's talking about Shivka, and it's that a Shivka can't do those things. So yeah, you don't have that answer. Answers the Mordechai, Hainu Dvarim Shel Yichud. What does Dvarim Shel Yichud mean? Remember, we saw in the Yerushalmi, the Girsa here from the Barilan is Dvarim Shel Yachid, Dvarim Shel Yichud. So the way the Mordechai learns that, not like the Pnei Moshe. The Pnei Moshe learns that it's Dvarim Shel Yichud, the Hainu Chiba. There's a certain closeness. But the way the Mordechai learns that is that it means Dvarim Shel, they're done by Yichud. Now, the Achronim point out it doesn't mean actually you violated this or Yichud, but it means it's done in a more private setting. So actions that are done in a more private setting, so that is what is Asar Ve'im Shtamshim Ve'isha. But anything that's done in public, he said that what he's talking about is Merchatz, came into Rubnei Adam Mitsuyim, you have a Merchatz, a lot of people around, Muteres, she's allowed to pour water on you. Meaning another woman's allowed to pour water on you. And he says, apparently this was a practice back then. So it's permitted for the goyim and the shvachos to wash us in the bathhouse. That's what the Mordechai is. Yes. So that's what I'm saying. The Achronim point out doesn't mean that there was a violation of Yichud. It means it was like in a more private setting. That's when there's chiba brought out. If everyone's around, like there's no chiba in these actions when everyone's around, potentially. The what? Well, not usually. I mean, Merchatz is not.
I
mean, the people around. Yes, yeah, so that would help Rav Shechter and everyone else on the airplanes, because on the planes there are a lot of people around. We missed the new first class, so kind of blocked off. But okay, it's not for us. Yes.
Things which are normally done in that setting, or just when you're in
the makom yichud. It sounds like when you're in that setting. If you look at so that's the Ramah writes. Yesh omrim b'kol ze'ein o'asa rak b'makom yichud avo b'makom sh'rob ne'ad ha'matzuyim k'gon merchatz mutter l'rchotz av me'averet chav m'shvachos v'chein no'agim. And as the Ramah says, the minhag is to say like this. An interesting ha'ara. So that's the Ramah writes. Interestingly, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. If you take a look in your Yerodea, Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi, where he was asked about a couple that's dating. And he was basically asked about hachakos for a couple of days. And so Rav Moshe writes, the hachakos don't apply. So it's interesting, he's not misyachis and mzigas hakos, and he doesn't directly address mzigas hakos. And then maybe our version of hachakos is pangvi adrag, which we're not going to get to, and atzah samita. So he doesn't address those, but he just assumes hachakos don't apply. meaning all these kinds of actions. So that is a little bit along the lines of the Meiri, so he seems to be taking the Rashba. And he just notes at the minute of the Hakel. He doesn't get into exactly the reasoning, but he notes at the minute of the Hakel on all these things, although he seems to be talking even a little bit of a private setting. So maybe he's going, maybe he's actually going with the Meiri. It's not clear exactly what Moshe had in mind. It's interesting too, because then he writes with dating, he's like, you shouldn't date too long, you know, you shouldn't, you know, you don't really have to do all these things. Okay, that's what I'm looking at. But anyway, back to our story, where Moshe makes a ha'ara, and he's really just quoting the Mordechai. The Mordechai, there's a Haggah here, where the Mordechai says, all this is im yachal izar mehirhur. He says, all that we're talking about here, that we have these kulas with having a woman do things for you, if it's in public setting, if it's not your wife, all this is if there's not going to be hirhur. But if it's a hirhur situation, you're putting yourself in a, you're doing something with a woman that's going to potentially bring about hirhurim, which is us, you're not allowed to have hirhurim, so then you should avoid these things. And then he ends the hanimnam yizbarach. And he said, really, better to avoid all these things. So Moshe writes that as well. He says, even though maker adin, the hirhurim don't apply, anything that can be done between a man and a woman that would bring about hirhurim would be prohibited. Now I'm just thinking, now maybe that's the answer to the issue of Ein Mishtamshin B'Isha. Maybe Ein Mishtamshin B'Isha is not, the Meiri is right. We can't ask a particular action. These actions, you know, on a Stam person, doing these things don't bring about a tremendous kiruv between a man and a woman. You know, she serves you drink, like, okay, who's getting so excited about that? Your wife serves you drink, that should be very exciting. There should be a sense of closeness. So maybe, then Pshat in the Gemara is, be aware, Ein Mishtamshin B'Isha. It's not telling you anything new, maybe, but it's telling you that you can't put yourself in a situation like the Rambam writes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Shema Yavo Lidar Hirhur. Maybe the way the Rashbam and the Iri hold, it's not particular actions that are prohibited, but it's rather anything, whatever it may be, and differ for every person, anything that brings about Hirhur. Maybe that's actually Pshat in the Gemara Kedushin. I don't know, I didn't see anyone who said that, but... maybe we have an answer. Yes. Hey, Rashi argues. Right. So Rashi there argues. Yeah, I passed over that. The one of the Achronim explains and includes the whole little bit the Rambam and Rashi. But they quote from a Pei Moshe, but I didn't think it was Pei Moshe and Yerushalmi, who says that really even Rashi agrees to both reasons and why, because the Gemara comes back up on Pei Beis. I think there maybe Rashi gives the other reason. So that's a discussion the Achronim have to understand Rashi. But the way the Shulchan Aruch has Hashem Yavar is here. So the possible explanation of the Gemara now that's coming out. One, where this takes me, if you go with this approach, that, again, let's say it this way. It could be that the whole Meiri is only talking about things that are done in public. And what's the Meiri saying? The Meiri is saying, publicly, even in public, you can't have your wife who's a neither do these things. However, with other women, when you're in public, it's okay. That's not the pashas in the Meiri. The Meiri sounds like, I think it's totally fine. It really sounds like that Rashi I was quoting. And now, I really didn't like that before because I didn't have an explanation for the Gemara Kedushin. Now I'm thinking maybe we do have an understanding for the Gemara Kedushin. But anyway, that opens up an issue and that the Ritva addresses. If you look at source 5, the Ritva says, Yesh omrim de meziga sakos ha'asura, Hainuk Shanasanas Mayim Biyayin, okay. Sorry, Mikol Makom, read from there. Near the Chalhecha de Ika Benecha Bura de Nechse, Minayu. Whenever there are other people who see it, Muteres Limzo Kos Velosis Lepanov. You're allowed to do it. I'm not sure what this other girsa is. In the Mosad of Cook, they don't have that other girsa, so that kind of throwing me off. I hadn't read it in the Bar Ilan yet. But the Ritva says that whenever there's other people around, so then it would be permitted. It says, in Kol Zeh Roi L'Hachmir B'Zman, it's better to avoid it, but the Ritva says this doesn't apply when other people are around. So we were just saying before, for other women, there's a heter when other people are around. The Ritva goes even further and says, when your wife's a Nida, there's a heter for other people around. So this is a big chiddush that Ritva is saying, because there is a discussion in the Yerushalmi, just checking out the Lashon, here it doesn't say anything about Shasi, so I don't know where they got that girsa from. But anyway, this opens up a big discussion because the the Rishonim talk about when it comes to a different Isser, which we just alluded to before. We alluded to the Isser of Achila b'Ka'ara Achas, or a permutation of that is an Isser Achila b'Shulchan Echad, that a man and wife, when they're anida, the pasuk lo yochal azavim, there's a gemara, I mean lo yochal azavim azava, exactly what that means is not clear, but basically what comes out is that a man and woman are not supposed to eat at a table alone together unless there's some kind of heker. There's some kind of difference, just, you know, differentiation here made in the way they eat now and they eat when she's not a nida. So there, it's there you show them have a discussion about whether it helps to have other people around. And Lamaisa, there are three opinions. Either it always helps to have other people around, it never helps, or it depends where they're sitting, if they're sitting in between or not. That's a whole discussion about eating from the same table. And Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says the minhag is l'hakel. Rav Moshe notes that that's a minhag. He'd like to be a little more machmir about this. But that's all over there. No one brings up this heter of the Ritva when it comes to Mezigas HaKos, when it comes to serving, which we'll see the parameters hopefully a little bit soon. So that is a big chiddush of Ritva. Rav Ozner and his Shevet HaLevi, Shirei Shevet HaLevi and Hilchos Nida, he assumes as a Dover Pasha that it wouldn't help, and that's really the Simas HaPoskim. No one mentions this kula of other people around. So the Pashtus is that Isser applies, these Yisurim apply even if there are other people around. And usually bathing and making the bed is not going to come up with other people around, but Mezigas HaKos, there you go. But Mezigas HaKos could potentially apply with other people around, and Lamaisa, the Poskim are machmir, that is not going to be a kula for Mezigas HaKos. Okay, so that was my tangent that I wasn't expecting to speak about that I came across. I just realized how I got to it now. But anyway. What I wanted to talk a little bit about is the dinim of Mezigas HaKos. And as a starting point for Mezigas HaKos, the Gemara, the context of our sugya is the things that a woman does for her husband, but the Rashba writes the Pharish in his Torah Sabayis that this applies the other way as well, that a man also can't pour, we'll see what it is in a second, can't do Mezigas HaKos for his wife. And the Badei HaShulchan, his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch there in Hilchos Nida, says that the other ones as well, Hatzah Samita and Hachatz Panav Yadav Raglav, also go in both directions. So the question is, what does Mezigas HaKos mean? What do you think of when you hear Mezigas HaKos?
Diluting,
very good. Why do you think that? Okay, Rizor, fine. So I might be... The first Masech that I learned well was Masech Shabbos. So I might have this in my mind from Masech Shabbos. So if you look, the Mishnah in Shabbos at the beginning of the 8th Perek talks about different shiurim for things, for what's considered hotzah. You have to take out something of significance. So it says, Yayin kadei mezigas hakos. And Rashi says, what is mezigas hakos? Kashir shenostim, is source 6, Kashir shenostim, yayin chai, lasoch kos, lahosif alav, mayim kilchaso. It's the ratio, the right amount of wine you need, that when you add water, it makes the right amount, the limzo goes on behind, and to pour them all together, and that is Mezigas HaKos. So the process of Shabbat Mezigas HaKos is pouring the water, exactly like Matthew's saying, is the mixing of the water and the wine, which used to be done back in the day. Anyone have a kasha on that for Magma? Ah, very good, exactly. So the Gemara that we did not read yet, so maybe that's why other people didn't think about it. But Danny, seen this Gemara. The Gemara, the next two dots, when it starts talking about Mezigas HaKos, so the Gemara says, Shmuel michlefa leila divisu biyod dismola. He switched it up and used his left hand. Actually, Shmuel is not clear what he means, but certainly Abaye manchale apuma dekuba, Abaye's wife, I guess, would put down the cup of wine, let's say at least the cup of wine, on some other surface. What does Rashi say? This is, Rashi doesn't tell us, it's some other kind of place. Rav Amar Abesadia, which is like his pillow, or something by his head. Rav Amar Ochista, sorry, Rav Papa Asher Shifa is the bench. So they would put it down somewhere else. So clearly, this is what was going on here, was avoiding the Isser, but the issue was at hand was placing it down. So you can't just say it's talking about mixing wine. So, okay, so what do we do with this? So the Rashba writes, this is quoting from the Urayim, and other Rishonim also in the Rush, it's clear that this is because of this issue. But if you look at the second line, V'chein kos v'sef yireim, she'ein iser elokish she'shneihem yachan, meziga v'hoshatas hakos. You need both. That's where the meziga comes in. You need a meziga. You need the pouring of the wine. I will hoshatas shar dvarim, shelo b'kos meziga muteres, ach shelo yiga b'vsara. Other things, passing other things is going to be permitted, you know, if you don't have the meziga sakos. And the Rashba, sorry, and the Rush says explicitly, actually, it's the line right before the Rush in source 8. So if you have the Rush in Simen Chaf Dalin, so the Rush says explicitly also that when we talk about Mezigah Sakos, we're talking here about the two steps of pouring, and also the Rashba writes here, Avam Mezigah Lo Hakos Kederech Shenos Nimayim Bekos Shel Yayin Umanichin Al Hashulchan. So what it's talking about is those two steps, so mixing the water and then putting it down on the table. And what comes out is what the Rashba writes in source 8, just to go back to the Gemara we just read, is that the Gemaras are really telling us, according to the Rush, are making two points. Shmuel's wife, the Rush says, she would mix the water and wine, she would pour the wine with her left hand. So she would do the shinui in that part of it. And the other women, they would put it down, they would do the hoshata, the hanacha, in a different location. So says the Rush, as long as you have a shina in one of them, it's two things that are required to make the iser. You need to pour it and serve it, and if you have a shinui in either one, that would work. And that's what the Gemara is telling us. It's giving us one example of the shinui in the pouring, and other examples of the shinui in how we place it down. So that's the pasha pshat in the Gemara, especially based on the lashon of Meziga. Now, as Matthew mentioned, Meziga is specifically mixing of water and wine. That would be pretty limiting, because we don't do that anymore, so you wouldn't have this issur at all, basically. So we just said you need two things. You need the Meziga and you need the Hoshata, and we don't have any Meziga anymore, because we don't pour water and wine. So there's Hagos Maimoni in the source 9, where he says, Nir Meziga Hamura B'Gemara, when the Gemara says Meziga, Hainu Dafka Meziga B'Mayim. That's what it is. Ava Meziga B'Nakli, Kol Shana Osim, to pour out of the wine pitcher, Ein Nir B'Zekir of Das. That's nothing. That's not much going on. And Hagos Maimoni has a cryptic comment, which is not clear in his discussion what exactly he means. We'll leave that aside, but that's what he says, at least about Meziga. But the Ritva, the Feirish and Avdalid, to mention where the Gemara comes up earlier as well, says that, if you look there, it says that Meziga is Lav Davka, and it's a combination of things to... The Ritva actually doesn't get into the combination... No, the Ritva doesn't get into the combination of things, but he says, you know, Meziga is Lav Davka, you don't have to be so worried about it, and others, and the Aruch HaShulchan Achter says, the Feirish, that Meziga is not necessarily mixing water on the wine, it's any kind of pouring would be included in Meziga. And Rabbi Forst in his Sefer Nehalalina points out that Al Karchach, this is a pshat, because, like Darach HaShochem, because all the Rishonim, they didn't have this Meziga apparently in the times of Rishonim, and the Rishonim and the Nachronim all assume there's an Isser in this, and it comes to Nehalalina and they don't raise an issue, oh no, it shouldn't apply because there's no Meziga, so it seems clear that Meziga, you know, there is an element of pouring, that's, to this point, seems clear. You need to have two steps, as we saw. You need to have the pouring and the serving, but not necessarily that the pouring has to be that type of pouring with the water and the wine. So the Pashas in Shulchan Aruch, as you look at Source 11, Kol Malachos Sha'isha Osa L'Bai L'Nida Osa Lo, anything that a woman does for her husband, comma is in the wrong place there in the Bar Ilan, it should say, Bai La, comma, Nida Osa Lo, Chut Meziga Sakos, step from Meziga Sakos, She'asuro limzog hakos. She's not allowed to pour the kos. The Rama adds the fun of. Ula hanicha the fun of al shulchan. So step one, she can't pour and she can't put it down on the table. And we take a look at the shach, and some raise issue with this. That's the Bach raises things that it's not going to be the case in source 13. The shach there argues, and that's the passage of Ram in the Shulchan Aruch. You need both things. And not surprisingly, Rav Avi Yosef and his favorite Taras Abayas passes this way. Halach L'maisa, he says, you need to have done both things, kederech, you need to pour, and you need to serve. So he discusses, raised an interesting question. What do you do at Leah Seder? for Leila Seder, so even in the Tzorama, with the Sfarim, you apparently also have the minhag to pour, you know, pour for each other. So what do? Says Rav Avadia, a piece of cake. You know, you just turn around, and you pour the cup somewhere else, and then you can bring them the cup, no problem, because there's no issue with you know, for, there's no issue with as long as you did a shina in one of them. So you did the pouring, not in front of him, so that would be permitted. That's what Rav Avadia writes. However, for Ashkenazim, and we're all Ashkenazim here, so this is not going to be so simple. For the following reason. We look at source 12, the Shach quotes a Bach. And we're going to read it through because it's going to come up for another Nekuza as well. So, Kosev a Bach, Master Kosev, the Drushos Marash Ostrech. I found the Marash Ostrech. I don't know who that is. The Shalokadin, and he was complaining, Shalokadin Osim Habale Batem Shemanichin Shoseim Lisa Ka'aros V'chayotze Behen Al HaShulchan. He says it wasn't right that they were serving, they were bringing out the trays and serving the food. It's like Mezigas Akos. Ad kan the Marash Ostrich. Says the Bach, Miulafima Shakosu Hagos Maimani Vashem Re'im, that we saw the Meziga below Hoshata, Hoshata below Meziga Mutter. So you need to have both. Afila below Shinoi, you don't even need a Shinoi, you're just missing one of them. Hua Din Bika'ara, the Leka Ela Hoshata, the Shari. The ka'ara here, the assumption is it was prepared in the kitchen, and the women bring out the food. There's only hoshata, that's not a problem. Then he quotes, according to the Rashba, which we're going to see, the mezigas yayin b'mayim dafka. Actually, right, so it's dafka, the wine, and with water, aval shar mashkim is also okay. So, inami meziga ben akli, moshana osim shari hua din b'ka'ara, ein k'peda. So he says other drinks or pouring. So he's quoting. He's assuming, like we saw before from Lagos Limani, that it's only when you're actually doing the meziga, the mixing, but not pouring. So that's another reason to be mako. And then he says, "Oh, and here's the important one." Nira, even if you want to tell me reject the first two assumptions, which we'll see, we'll maybe reject. Mikol makom afim meziga sakos. Ain Israel the coast hamiyuchar the baila belva diga chiba. The whole Israel is only if you bring directly for your husband. Aval lahavi akeara al hashulchan shekol bnei bias oklin mimen. You're bringing a serving plate. Ain kpeda. That's not a problem. Aval gam shegam baila oklin bnei beis. Even though the husband's also eating meal sakara, the leka hakachiba is no chiba v'hachin naktinan. Aval he concludes the bach lahavi keara hamiyuchedes the baila asura kemukum matanu dvel yo. Okay, that's Osir, and that's the in Masha Kazav Sefer Truma, according to the Sefer Truma, the Hoshata Bavak She'in Bo Shinoi Osir B'Machal V'Mishte Ad Kan. Okay, so that's what the Shach here quotes from the Bach, that it is not the Bach, this Marash Ostreich, and apparently a Sefer Truma. We have some Rishonim out there who say that the Isser is not against the Pasha Dvarim. You don't need both things. It just the Hoshata alone would be prohibited. And the Ashkenazi poskim assume this way. This halacha lemaaser for the Ashkenazim, this is the tzak, that there is an iser for Hoshata alone. Exactly how I define Hoshata we'll get to now. But we don't need the two-step process. So you can have, even if someone else serves the food, if the wife is bringing it forward to the table, is giving it to you, that would be a problem. Okay, so just to get the background where it comes from, that's not the Pasha, the Gemara, and the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch. However, there's a chumra that the Ashkenazim do keep based on this Marash Oster. The Rishonim in our sugya raise a very fascinating discussion. The quote from Tosos quotes here from Rabbeinu Shmaya and others in the Master Vitri, and others quoted from Sefer HaPardes of Rashi, that Rashi was machmir not to pass things to his wife. That's the issue that the Rishonim discussed. And the question is, do we have a raya from our sugya about this nekuda? Can we take anything from our Gemara about whether there should be an iser to pass things to your wife? So actually, what they reported that Rashi wouldn't pass, they wouldn't pass the keys to each other. So can we bring any rayas from our Gemara? Or rayas against, for that matter. All the Rishonim don't think of rayas for. All the Rishonim say that our Gemara is, you can't bring a rayas from our Gemara. The starting point is that our Gemara, when we describe the Hoshata, the assumption is the Hoshata is passing it. That's we serve it and we pass it over to the person. So maybe you should bring a raya that you're not allowed to pass things. So if you look back the Rashba and the Ritva, so number one, there's not a raya about keys based on the Urayim we saw, because you need two things. You need Meziga and Hoshata, that's not Shaya here. You only have one thing. And then the Ritva and the Rashba also allude to this idea that they say it's only wine that we're talking about here. We're not talking about other things. So you can't, there's no raya that there's any Isser of passing. It might be an Isser to pass wine. That's something we shouldn't say. There's an Isser to pass wine, but not necessarily an Isser to pass other things. And finally, Tosos here, usually I don't put on my Makomos, I forgot this time, I put on my Makomos, so Tosos here in 14, I think, good for Avi. So Tosos here says in the second line, Mikan ain't Raya, there's no Raya, the shiny Meziga Sakos, to Dover Shalchiva, it's Dover Shalchiva Meziga Sakos, Vasura, and I think what he's alluding to is that it's wine, Vasura Afilu the Havi Lefanam Al Shulchan. It's even to place it down on the shulchan. That's why it says they have to place it down in other locations. To place it down on the table is a problem, and so that's what the Tosos write. Now we paskin like this Tosos, that the issue that the issur is to place it down. We saw that shulchan aruch before lahanicha la shulchan. As the issur is not it's so shulchan aruch it's a meziga and hanacha, and for us it's just the hanacha alone would be a problem. What to get in. So, do we paskin like Rashi? There's a very interesting discussion. Well, not going to go. You take a look at source 15, the Talmud of Eliyahu. That is which is in Gemara Shabbos. That is a big point of contention. Is there a raya from this, or maybe a different version? So that's Tosos and the Rush. Deal with Tosos. There's no raya. The Rush says there is a raya. That's an important discussion. But what's interesting, the Meili points out that the whole Isser to pass, why would Rashi be Mahmir not to pass? The Meili points out that the reason not to pass is a cheshash shema yigla b'tzara. You're going to touch, and very often that happens when you pass things. In fact, a lot of the time you're passing small things especially, they end up touching the person you pass the exchange with. So it says in the Meili, there's no question, l'chol ha-deos, there's an Isser to touch. If there's any contact between you and your wife who's Anita, that is a problem. The question here is there a chumrah also not to pass? But touching is pashut aser, and that comes out from the story as a proof, and it's from here that the Shulchan Aruch writes in source 16 that you can't touch your wife at all if you touch the katana, and all the Rishonim assume this is rubber pashut. There's never a heter to touch your wife. What? Yeah, question.
So that's one zera, and then
harchakos. You can't really ask that in harchakos because harchakos is. Well, it's not that there's an isser to touch. There's an isser to bring about. It's all like an eitz tova to bring about of staying away from leading them. So all these things can very easily lead to things. But I hear maybe also other rishonim. Other rishonim don't seem to hold it this rashi. Halacha l'maisa, we do pass in the grashi. We see there in Shulchan Aruch. But to touch is an interesting point. That touching, the Rambam, I didn't bring the Rambam here, but the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Tes, which is what the Magen Mishnah is there on the bottom, the Rambam lists this as one of the things in Harchakos. So it seems pretty clear from the Rambam, this is a unique Isser to your wife as Anita. What about touching other women? So where does that fit in? So Rav Moshe has two tshuvas that complement each other, and what comes out from Rav Moshe is that If there's a chance that you're going to come to hear her, things are going to bring about thoughts, that's pashut, that's aser. Need a button maybe, but that's going to be aser. So that's one consideration. Makes sense along the lines we were saying before. So that emotion, you always have to assess that when you're coming to have contact with the woman. Interestingly, a Talmud Chacham told me that he was mechalek, is a rav, and in terms of like giving the dead fish, so as an older woman, like, you know, he just gives her handshake. So he's a young, pretty woman, so he'll really try to avoid it as much as possible. And I think he didn't quote me this Ramosha, but he's a Talmud Ramosha, this person told me this. So now he's coming from here. Ramosha writes, also there's an Isser about something that people can't decipher whether it's Chiba or not. He says, if you have a contact contact Derech Chiba is for sure out there, you probably assume, not probably Derech Chiba, but we assume probably Derech Chiba. But you have something that you know it's not Derech Chiba, But someone looking at it wouldn't be sure that Rav Moshe is a Nisar Drabban. So I would like to suggest maybe that, you know, people sometimes raise a question like that. In a business setting, it's even like accepted to get a little kiss on the cheek. So Rav Moshe, so maybe that's Yad Hirhurim, and maybe that can see their Achiba. But even if you wanted to argue, come on, it's not their Achiba, according to Rav Moshe, like, Pashav, it's Aser, because that, you'll claim you're not going to be their Achiba. There's no question that that's an action that could be viewed as their Achiba. So that's what Rav Moshe says is an Issa Derabana. So that's what Rav Moshe says. The Shach writes in Hilchos Nida that the minhag is to go to, for women to go to male doctors. Or nowadays, you could say the opposite. They didn't have women doctors in those days, but for us, we go to female doctors. So Shach says, Mutter, they're busy with what they're doing, but Rav Moshe adds that no one questions that it's their chiva. It's just, they're checking you out, but medically, so that's, Rav Moshe says how that fits in with this, his line of thinking. Yes? So, Rav Moshe would say, now, all these things are always better to avoid. That we saw already from the Haggadah of the time of Mordechai, and then the Mishpura, it's always better to stay away from these things. But a high five, I don't know if that would be an interesting question. It does have some element of chiva, high five. Not quite as unchivadic as a dead fish handshake, you know, or a business handshake. That'd be an interesting question. So that's Shem Yigal Sara. We spoke about passing. Now, the last thing to raise is the question of to what does the Isser Mezig apply? We'll just do very quickly. The Pashas Advarim is that the Rashi writes with wine, as we just saw before. The Gemara Meziga does connote wine, although it said maybe not connoting the actual pouring of water, but certainly Meziga Takos implies wine. That's also Mishnah Brachos, that is talking about wine. So, and there's a Magen Mishnah who has a cryptic statement. The Magen Mishnah, if you look at source 17, the Meziga Takos shall yayin dafka, aval shall mayin mutter, water is mutter. As we pointed before. So that the Beis Yosef is not sure. What about everything else in between? There's water and there's wine. What about the other drinks? Beis Yosef is not sure. He says, you know, I'd like the Magen Mishnah to be like the Rashba. The Rashba says it's only wine. Let's say it's only wine. So that's the Pashas Advarim and Rav Avadya Yosef again. The Shulchan Aruch just mentions Yain, I think. Source, where were we in source 7? Mezigas HaKos. He doesn't say what it is, but Pashas is that it's talking about wine. That's what Rav Avadya writes. However, the Marash Ostrich comes back to hurt us. The Marash Ostrich didn't seem to say only wine. He was talking about serving the meal, and the Achronim point out, and the Shach really points out over there, back in source number 12, and that Shach at the end of the Marash Ostrich, he says, "Lefi zeh mashma demachmer gam kein b'shar mashkim." It sounds like other mashkim are also as well. That's what Shach writes. And that's the Aruch HaShulchan leaves it at that. B'shar mashkim, yes, not only mashkim. Water is going to be mutter. We saw the Magen Mishnah, water is going to be mutter. I saw the Shevet HaLevi says seltzer is also mutter. Okay, that's like a, not really a drink. But, okay, so that's, I saw a quote from Eliyashu that he extended it to other things. He meant anything that's not too chash, but let's leave it at water, maybe seltzer for now. So that's what Aruch HaShulchan leaves it at. However, the later poskim say that, and really the Pashas that Maharaj Osterich was not talking about drinks only. It was talking about serving the meal. It sounds like it was talking about food being served. You look there at the words, but Pasha said it's talking about serving food. And for that reason, the Ashkenazi, the consensus of seems to be of the Ashkenazi poskim is to be machmir across the board, not only on wine, but to be machmir on foods as well. The Badi Ashulchan points out, realize that this is a little bit of a chumrah gabi chumrah, because we were machmir to say that it's usher even if you're only doing the placing it down. And we're machmir to say it applies to all foods. It says about the shulchan, if you have a situation where you have foods that were served by someone else, put on the plate by someone else, and then you place it down in front of the person, oh, we'll say, let's say you put it into the plate, not in front of your husband, now you bring it in front of your husband, so that's, you know, already chumra gabi chumra. If you really need to, you could be makel in such a case. And actually, by force, there's someone who says that the hamotzi slice is mutter. So the hamotzi slice is mutter, so the right force is there. Maybe it's because, again, there's a chumra gabi chumra, foods, and you're not doing any kind of meziga, you're just, well, you don't need to get to that. You just said it's food, and it's the Mokum Mitzvah, so maybe then we can go back to even the Shach's version of the Maharsha Shostrek and Rovari Shonen that it's Dafka Yayin. So there's room to be made on that. Although Rabbi Savolovsky, I don't remember, I think Rabbi Willig also, I don't remember who I asked, but they didn't like that distinction to start the mitzvahs, you know. It's either Winter or Usher, so they didn't like that distinction. But Lemaisa, we do try to be machmer on this as much as we can.
You say then that the
That's what they suggest, but the pashas that really we didn't get to this part of the Gemara. But the other I said that the Shmuel's pouring of the wine was the pouring part, not the serving. But many others assume that even serving with your left hand is mutter. So really, that's what Shulchan Aruch assumes. So it's very easy to avoid this issue, and it's very easy to just put the challah down with your left hand, and really many other things with the left hand. So it's really not a very difficult issue to be done. To be avoided, so that's probably what we should do. Good to be machmir for the minhag of the Ashkenazim, as we saw.
Not this week, but we'll pick up with that next week.